Blog Talk Radio.
Do it. Welcome to the Bubble Knucklehead Show, where we talk about love, sex, marriage, relationships, and the dirty secrets of love.
Welcome to the Bubble Knucklehead Show.
Welcome.
Man, we have an exciting show for you today. It's all about self-love, the differences between women and men.
Masturbating. Masturbation. And I mean, you know, let's call it what it is, all right?
Okay.
That's what our show is about. It's about masturbation. How much is too much? You know, the difference between the way women masturbate and men masturbate. You know, of course, anything we do is no good, and anything they do is okay. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the great thing about today's show is a lot of people are going to get the chance. And they're going to see the examples that we point out. Like one of my pet peeves with this whole point of the show is, why is it that a woman can go to all these sex parties? A woman goes, oh, I'm having to get together at my house on Tuesday. And they have certain names for these parties. You know, and the woman all show up and all of a sudden the host is pulling out the 14-inch dildo, the 3-inch butt plug.
The monster cock, you know what I mean? Yeah, that 3-footer that's like 3 inches diameter, that big giant black cock that, you know.
Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, whatever. They got all the flavors.
The douche, yeah.
Now, I mean, try to picture this. Okay, let's go back to when we all used to not be so busy and we all partied. So picture this, we're at the bar, and I come out and go, hey, guys, I'm going to have a party at my house. And, you know, well, cool, who's going to be there? Just us 10. Maybe 12, depending if Tommy or Billy show up. You're automatically going, wait a minute, no chicks, I'm not going, right? That's my first thought when
well,
I mention the party.
Yeah, we're not going to be playing with the toys, you know what I mean? It is a little too freaky and a little too weird. So the guys, we're never going to do this.
So, I mean,
but, oh, wait a minute, if your friend told you, said, hey, I bought this brand new real doll, right, that $5,000 doll that looks real, and, you know, like Howard Stern has got sitting over in the corner, and you've got one of those. You know, you've got one of those at home and say, listen, you can go in there and play with her for a little while. You know what I mean?
Well, first question I got is, did you hose it out and dry it out to dry or what?
I don't know. All I know is that men and women do things different. You know, and I remember one night my girlfriend goes out and she's going to one of these parties, right? She's going to a masturbation party. I mean, I'm sorry, a woman's sex toy party, right?
Adult party.
Adult
yeah.
party. So she's going there with all these girls. I guess they do couples, too, where, you know, I don't know how that goes. But they're not really playing with the stuff. But they go there, and they buy, and they shop. And, you know, they go into the bedroom and pick which one they want to buy. You know what I mean? Or whatever they do. I don't really know. I've never been to one. Not that I wouldn't like to sneak in just to see what the hell they're doing.
I want to be the pizza delivery guy when they're right in the middle of it. I can walk in and go, hey, your pepperoni's here, lady.
Yeah. But the thing is, what they do is different than what we do. You know what I mean? I'm home alone. You know what I mean? She's gone to the party. I got nowhere to go. I says, you know, I'm home alone. And, you know, she's going to see, you know, toys. And I'm thinking, wow, this would be fun when she comes home. Hopefully she comes home with a, you know, toy. Then she's all worked up and we can have a good time. But unfortunately, while she was gone, I was home alone. So
what was your scenario? What did you set up for yourself? I mean,
well, you know how it is. You turn the lights down low. You put the candles on. You put on all the mood music. You know what I mean? You get out the KY jelly. You know what I mean? You pop in your favorite porn star with big tits or whoever it is that you just would love to do it if you ever got a chance to get away with it.
Don't forget about the truckload of Twinkies. All right, you need a snack in between.
You know, that's what they got paused for, okay? You're trying to dance across the room with the old swan. So anyways, you know, I had a good time. For me, it was one of those nights where you're going to make an Olympic event. You know what I mean? They're going to be – this is going to be dragged out for an hour because I got some time in my hands. But unfortunately, I finished, and now there's nothing for her. She came home. She's all horned up, ready to go. And sorry, honey, it's all done. I'm all spent. I'm exhausted.
So you told her what you did. You didn't keep it a secret.
Exactly. She comes in. She's all pissed off because I masturbated. Now, see, if she did it, I'll never forget the day that I'm at work, right? And my wife's a little dumb. But anyway, she calls me up and she says, I can't get the VCR to work. And she's going on and on about the VCR. And I says, what do you, you know, and I know she was into horses, so I thought maybe she was watching one of her horse tapes. So I just said, what the hell are you watching? And then she got all embarrassed. I don't know why she didn't realize that she was asking me this. But, you know, and she says, well, I was going to watch one of your porn tapes. And I says, really? So you're home alone and masturbating. Now, if I do this, I'm an asshole and I'm a jerk. You know what I mean? And if you do it, it's okay.
I think I see what's happening here. See,
what?
What's happening is a woman doesn't get spent. She can go and go and go.
Yeah, I know. And if I do it, then I'm not available.
You didn't hold out for her. You were selfish. As for her, she can have herself a great time. Then when you come home, she can entertain you. And if you finish the job right, she don't have to do anything. If you're not, that toy she bought from the sex party, she gets to pull out of her back pack, you know, the 14 dong and have a good time, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just think that it's weird how we all think differently. We all think. I think different than you. You think different than me. Everybody thinks differently.
Men and women think different totally about masturbation.
100%. Now, a woman can go into a bar, you know, and she has no problem talking about her silver dildo or whatever she named it or whatever she wants to call it.
Bob,
I had a
battery-operated boyfriend.
Now, if I had a plug-in wiener pleaser at home, do you think I would have go in and go, man, you ought to see my vagina? It's a perfect one.
I got this new toy and I can't wait to try it out. You know what I mean? Something about sticking your dick into something that's electric that you're going to plug into the wall and then you're going to shoot. You know what I mean? This
just
is just
get it wet.
Exactly. I think this just is, you know, I would be more afraid of electrocuting myself. You know what I mean?
Well, there is something to worry about there. I mean, there's a lot of things to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
I just, you know, now we have, you know, later on in the show, after our commercial, we're going to have the Love Goddess come on, right?
Yes. Eve, the Love Goddess, is going to come on. She's going to give us the women's point of view on masturbation or sex toys. Now, she had a big business selling sex toys. And she's very open about that anyway. So
it's going to be great because I want to hear, did she get up in the morning, have a drink of coffee, go pack her van with all the sex toys she could find in the house?
Drive around. Can you imagine getting pulled over with? Now, if you're a woman, you get pulled over a bunch of sex toys. It's kind of hot and kind of cool. And yeah, you're wonderful. You know, wow, what a wild chick. I like you. You know, if you're a guy and you get caught with a truckload of toys, you know, you wouldn't believe, you know, you're going to be arrested. They're all going to be laughing at you. You're going to be on the news. They're going to be, you know, you're a jerk. This guy's a horn dog. Especially if you've got a truckload of porno. You know what I mean?
You know, if she hangs on to this business for another 20 years, she might be able to actually call the ding-dong cart and go down with all the pictures on the side, pull up in front of the ladies' room, and ladies can come out at lunchtime and pick up their favorite toy and buy it.
Some of these parties are pretty wild. I had a friend of mine that actually did karaoke, and he got into one of these parties to pay karaoke at the sex party, the sex toy party. You know, I just couldn't figure that one out. But, you know,
so
girls are different
than there. I mean, what was his perspective of the whole thing? Was it exciting? Was it slow going? Was it really fun, like an actual party?
Well, I think he tried to get involved to try to tell him that his toy didn't need batteries, but it just didn't go over. And all he wanted to do is sing. You know, it's not exactly he wasn't exactly a hot-looking guy, so they were, you know, they weren't really interested anyways. But, you know, he said it was kind of wild that these girls, the things they were talking about doing at these shows, you know?
Well, we have an email, and this email just came across, and this lady's asking, is, you know, she believes that most people are buying these toys because they're same-sex partners. Is that true?
Same-sex partners?
Two females, they're buying their double dildo strap-on tool, is what she's kind of saying. Read the whole email, it takes me an hour. Basically, she's thinking that, you know, lesbians are the ones that are attending these parties. But obviously that's not true because, you know, you said that your girlfriend attended one of these parties.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's told me that actually, as a matter of fact, I got talking to Eve, the love goddess there.
Love
goddess of love, who's going to be on at 5:15. But she was telling me that a lot of times they actually have these ones where they have couples show up, the guy and the girl. And I guess so that no one is embarrassed by what they buy, they take them off into, like, the bedroom, and then they lay all the toys out on the bed, and then they pick what they want to buy, and they put it in their little pink bag or whatever the hell it is, you know what I mean? And they take their – or they order it in there. What they want. You know, that way, if you're ordering the double dildo or the sex swing, that all the rest of the people there don't know exactly what you ordered. So I guess the couple go in there and they order what they want, or they just look at them and then, you know, whatever. But that's, I don't really know how it goes. I'm sure we can ask her and she can tell us how these.
We're going to look at the whole thing. I know a woman who had a party one time, and it was a bachelorette party. And, you know, my girlfriend went to it, and I'm going back some years now. She comes back with these chocolate cocks, I guess you would call them. You know, I'm going, what is that? Oh, it was part of the raffle when I won the raffle. I was thinking to myself, we would never do that at a bachelor party. I would never.
We'd raffle the girl off, but we ain't raffling off a toy.
Oh, yeah, I'm not raffling off a chocolate cock or, you know, a bottle of wine and, you know, a male
lubricating,
doll or something like that.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me. So we party different, we act different, we think different, but the only thing we do is we have sex and think alike.
And the thing is, people masturbate. That's, you know, and everybody gets all twisted about it. But, you know, if a guy borrows porno, all of a sudden he's a jerk.
Wow.
If a woman does it, but they want the one with the storyline and it's got to have all this. But it's still porno. I don't care what you call it. You can call it whatever you want. Guess what happens in the end? I know the ending of the story, okay? It's the big happy ending. Ta-da! You know what I mean?
Well, you know, talking about masturbation and beating and stuff like that, you know, what does not belong in this list? Meat, eggs, wife, or blowjob?
Wife.
The answer is blowjob. You could beat your meat. You can beat eggs or your wife, but you can't beat a blowjob.
That's true. Can't beat a blowjob.
Can't beat a blowjob.
Absolutely.
So the love of God is going to come on, and she's going to teach us all about sex parties.
Yeah, she's going to give us the woman's point of view from what, you know, why women do this. And we also want, you know, as a guy, I gotta find out why, if a guy's looking to portal, because we're not looking to spend, we're not going to be holding hands with her after. It's not like we're going to cuddle, tell her we love them. You know what I mean? This is a porno. You pop this in so you can get the dirty deed done. You know what I mean? It depends if you want to be the Olympic orgasm or if you want to do the queen quick and, you know, quick jerk thing. You know what I mean? But
a lot of people like a storyline. You know what I'm saying?
Not when I'm by myself, I don't. But, you know, when women want a storyline or they want to do it with you. And I actually had a girl that liked to play a porno while she was with you.
Oh, yeah?
And fuck yeah, while you were watching a porno. I thought, this is cool. I never did this before. We'll try this one. Because most women, you even tell them you got that and you're an ass.
So let me get this, let's paint the picture here. She wanted to imitate whatever they were doing on the porno.
Oh, yeah. Let's try that one. I don't know if I can hold you up that long, honey. There's no way I could do that one. You're too fat. There's not a prayer hell. We'll get hurt.
Safety first in the bedroom. Don't lift more than you can handle.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, it'll be interesting and fun to talk to Eve, the goddess of love.
How did she get her nickname, the goddess of love? By selling sex toys?
Probably.
So if I were to sell sex toys,
you would be arrested.
So I can't be like, you know.
It's like a guy selling Avon. I don't see how it's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's just no one's going to show up. You're going to have a harder time filling your guest list than, you know. And I'd be scared of the guys that actually, you know, go over and say, hey, I want to buy that. You know what I mean?
There is a big concern there because, you know, let's face it. We don't do that. It's just in the mail code of book, it's not acceptable.
Right. It's just not something us guys do. I mean, it's all about getting the job done, you know what I mean, and taking care of your hormones. You know what I mean? For women, it's all about the storyline, to have a good time, whatever.
I mean, I don't mind going to a store and observing what's going on or going to any of these places here and saying, okay, let's see what's happening. How are things going? What are we going to do? I don't have a problem at all with that. If I go to a sex shop, I don't have a problem as long as I'm with a female. I'm heading to the sex shop. The only thing is, you know, when you're sitting there and she's looking at that 12-inch vibrating thing,
you're intimidated.
You know you can't compete.
Nobody wants to go, you know, I know that for women, they want us to all, this is a together thing, okay? They want to go to the, they don't mind. I've had a couple women that where, you know, let's go to the toy store and let's buy something. I've always wanted to get this, this thing's dead, you know what I mean? We want something better. And you go into the toy store, and you've got this 3-foot cock that's 3 inches in diameter, and the thing is just huge. And I'm thinking, I can't even compete with that. If we pull that out next to mine, I'm going to look like, you know, like it's my pinky.
Well, you know what? I think if it has double heads on it, it's a 2-female toy.
Well, that could be okay. You bring 2 females in, but if she's not going to bring another female, what are we doing with the other end of this thing?
I want to tell the guys how to handle it.
And most guys are never going to play with that.
You go, look, honey, I know you're embarrassed to go into a place like this. Why don't we do it online? When she finds one she likes,
it gets sent to Bob.
When it has all the sizes on it, you make sure to order one 1.5 inches smaller than yours.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to come back with Eve, the love goddess, and find out what you would do in that toy store. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about
sex,
love,
marriage,
relationships,
and dating, and the dirty secrets of love.
Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
And the best place to find us is at BubbaKnucklehead.com and join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show.
And you can also email us at BubbaKnucklehead@BubbaKnucklehead.com.
Want to get the best savings for online shopping? Go to MaximumSavingStore.com, where you will get paid to shop online. Stores like Walmart, Sears, Target, Home Depot, specialty stores like L.L. Bean, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, Victoria's Secret, Amazon.com, and hundreds more. Every store has a percentage that you will get paid back from 1 to 20%, including gift cards. It's free to register. Just go to MaximumSavingStore.com. Click on Register and start saving today.
Fox Clark beef jerky.
Delicious.
They make one flavor. It's
delicious.
To order, go to our website. Click on the link. Our website is www.bubbaknucklehead.com. Click on the link. Get yourself some Knox Clark beef jerky.
Delicious.
BubbaKnucklehead.com.
Welcome
back.
To
the Bubba Knucklehead Show. Hey, listen, I wanted to hear more about that camera.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have our new website, and it is up and running. It's we got to straighten out a couple things. But pretty much, the video-cam.com is workable, and it's a really good site, especially if you ever want to buy a video dash cam for your car. If you have an accident, now you have a witness. You have some way to back up. For under $100, you can have a witness to tell the cop what happened. You know, because we've all gotten tickets for things that we knew that wasn't our fault. Someone cut us off, or you know, let's say you have somebody that hit you and they don't have a license registration or their uninsured vehicle, right? This thing here has the plate number on it and they take off. Most of the time we don't get our plate number. You know, we don't get this kind of things. Or someone cuts you off and takes an exit and they hit your car. Or someone slams into your car in a parking lot and you're not around. What's nice about having a video dash cam in, you know, for under $100 now, you can have a video dash cam that witnesses the whole thing. You can take the SD card out, which plays over and over and over again. It just constantly records. You can take it out. You can go put it in your computer, and you can pause it. You can show it to the police station, and they can now you have a witness for what happened to you, a way to defend yourself.
I think that's great because, geez, let's face it, you buy house insurance for protection. You buy condoms for protection. Why wouldn't you buy any other sort of protection that's going to protect you from being falsely accused of something that could prevent you from losing your assets?
Absolutely. It's very good to have. And, you know, I like the video dash cam. I've got one in my car. The thing just records constantly. I left the thing in. Every time I turn on the key, it starts up. So it's nice having. It's definitely going to be a hot item. I think it's one of the newest items I've seen out there that is definitely you know, nice electronic piece to have for the car to save you and have a witness in case something happens. Because you know how it is nowadays. Someone has an accident with you. They smash into your car. Something happens. They take off. No one's going to stop. Even if you had somebody that maybe witnessed what was going on, everybody's so busy, they just take off. Now it's between you and the other person. And if they lie and the cop gives you a ticket, you're screwed. But you can let this other person ramble on and on all they want. You can just take the SD card out, hand it to the cop. He can put it in his computer. And he sees exactly what happened the whole time.
Well,
the guy
John from work bought one, and he was talking to me about it, and he said he had a great time with it. They went on an hour and a half trip. They came back. They took their card in because it's a new toy. They got to play with it. They pulled the card out, and they played it, and they said it covered everything, and everything read out perfect. It was just an amazing toy. I know it's not a toy, but from his point of view, right now, he's playing with it like it's a toy.
Yeah,
but
it's great. It is great. I've taken it out myself and looked at it and watched it, and you know, people cut you off. It's amazing what you catch on these things, you know?
So if you were a truck driver, you'd recommend having it in the cab of your truck because that could be the difference of you having a job or not having a job.
Absolutely. What happens when someone comes up the on-ramp and they decide and they bang right into you, or they're not watching, or they do something stupid in front of you, or they wander into your lane? You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, that is your witness. You need a witness.
Well, remember all the years on the road, how many truck drivers you and I have seen get fired because they said, oh, it's a deer jumped out and I steered and got off the road, which we never steer. We hit the deer. But the point is, you know, they never had a witness to it. It was always a mysterious deer. Nobody believed them. They just automatically assumed he fell asleep at the wheel.
Right. And that, what happens if somebody cuts you off and you jerk the wheel to avoid them? The next thing you know, you're the one in the woods all by yourself, and you actually never connected with that person. That's the only thing that you're going to have as a witness, you know. But anyways, you can find these now at video-cam.com. So it's video-cam.com.
Well, let's talk
great
about
new
masturbation again. Say I had one of these cameras, and I decided to masturbate. Can I turn the head of the camera towards myself?
Sure you can. As a matter of fact, there's it actually records your voice on there. So if you're moaning and groaning, it's going to record that too. You know what I mean? Not that you never want to see yourself. It'd probably scare you into never touching yourself again.
That's a good way to get out of the habit.
Yeah, exactly.
But
well, I mean, I wouldn't mind catching my wife or a girlfriend doing that. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm not married anymore. But, you know, when you were, imagine that. You could also, you know, show them. Or let's say you have a teenage daughter and she's taking the car out for the evening and she doesn't realize that there's a dash cam blinking.
Well, they know the dash cam's on, but they don't know it records.
That's oh, yeah, this, and that's the thing. It records the whole time. What happens if someone's going down the road and they're texting, right? This person's looking down at their lap and they're not watching where they're going. Next thing you know, they slam into you or they run a red light. You know what I mean? Now, how do you know whether it was red or green? The cop has got to stand there and listen to you and the other person. If the other person's lying, he's got to try to figure out who's lying and who's not, right? You know, a couple of cops that have actually seen this thing have actually been amazed. Said, matter of fact, the policeman turned around and told my friend, because my friend bought one too, and he brought it into the police station. And anyways, he told me, he says, hey, that's better than one of my police car, in the Cruiser.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you can actually buy some with night vision too. But
yeah, how's the night vision work?
It's awesome. Very good.
So in other words, your lights are out, you're sitting at the park, you're fooling around with your old lady in the car, and all of a sudden people are banging on your car. You can go home, throw the tape in, and see what wise butts it was, so you know who to, you know, go after next time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Well, I'm just thinking night vision. I mean, if you got your headlights on, or is that to catch stuff after the fact? Can you keep the camera on when you're in your house? So, in other words, at night.
Yeah, there's, as a matter of fact, the night vision, I believe, has a backup battery. So it will play for a while. And you can have this thing, you know, if your cigarette lighter plug, because most of them have a cigarette lighter plug, if it's plugged in and the thing's running, it'll run all the time, 24/7. So if something happens in your car, it's also a great investment for security purposes. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, that'd be great to have where, I mean, if you're in a apartment complex and somebody's getting their car broken into, you might be the guy with the camera to go, hey, look it, I know who broke into your car. Watch this. And you're helping your neighbors out, and you're also taking the bad guy off the road. You can't beat that at all. Well, I guess it's time to get back to our show topic, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Masturbation. Self-love.
Well, there's a big difference the way men and women, you know, masturbate. There's just this is the thing. It's not wrong, and I don't understand anybody that says it's wrong. This is wrong, or it's – I don't understand why people get so embarrassed about it either. You know what I mean? Personally, I just don't get it.
Well,
I don't understand why there's such a stigma. You know what I mean? You know, could you ever been to one of these porno shops? You know, they're in the, some back alley, you know, they get the little curtain there. They used to hide them in the Ma and Pa video store. You'd have to sneak in the back room, and then they had the beads. If you went through there, all the beads are making noise, and everybody in the place turns around and looks, who is that going in there? And if it's a guy that walks into the porno room, you know what I mean?
Well, I could tell you.
Sneak it out in the bag.
Back years ago, that girlfriend I was telling you that story about before,
yeah,
we walked into one of those sex toy shops, and we went through, and all of a sudden, the alarm went off. And this other customer was just leaving, and he goes, oh, you must be the 5,000th customer. You know, because the whole buzzer just went off on us.
Mm.
You're walking in, you're trying to be low profile, and all of a sudden, this big, loud bell goes off. You know, like you stole something, and you're going, hey, I'm just coming in today. And the guy goes, oh, you must be the 5,000th customer. Well, it was embarrassing for her.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm sitting there going, man, I hope there's nobody I know in this place. You're going to get the wrong idea. But masturbation, if a woman does it, it's beautiful. If a man does it, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, most guys will sit there and we'll pay to see that. You know what I mean? I can't believe how many guys will sit there and watch to see a woman have fun. You know what I mean?
Another thing I can't stand, you know, when you go into some of those shops, have you ever noticed they got that little room there? And you'll see guys coming in and going into the little room all day long. It's where they have the videos. They call it the video room. I've never gone into the video room because...
There's a video room?
Yeah, some of these places have a video room. That's where you go in, and as you're walking around, you're looking at the videos on the wall, and you're looking at the toys on the shelves.
Oh, yeah. They get the little booth, you drop the quarter in.
This actually is like a theater little room. You go in there and they're playing porno stuff. It's kind of like the thing that Pee Wee.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine that. You're going to do this in a group?
I could never go in.
What are you going to do? What happens if the place is packed? You're going to, you know, shuffle down the aisle and plant your ass in the one empty seat in the middle of the
I don't think you're supposed to do that. But to me, it would be like walking into a bank with a bunch of loaded guns. I don't understand it. First off, I wouldn't want to go into a room like that because I don't know what happened in that seat before me. What's hanging around me? You know, what about, I mean, we drove trucks for years. Delivered it.
Do you think women would ever go into a room like that?
If she's a working woman.
See, it's hard to find a woman that is that comfortable. You know what I mean? I think it's the old saying, you know, you want a woman who is a whore in bed. You know, she's nice in public. And, you know, you want that woman that can, you know, fill all your needs. Right? You know, she's fun and exciting in the bedroom, and yet she's conservative and nice out in public. And, you know, she's not, doesn't dress overly exotic or nasty. You know what I mean?
I had an old man tell me one time. Okay, this is a friend of mine's father. He was sitting there, and the guy says to me, I like my wife. What I love about my wife is one thing. She's a nice, polite, smart woman outside of the bedroom, and she's my own little personal whore in the bedroom. And, you know, you look at a 65-year-old man tell you this story, and you're going, man, I just can't even picture her being 65. You know, can you imagine, look at a 65, 70-year-old woman now. Can you imagine having sex with one?
Never. Can you imagine ever going down there and you see nothing but gray hair, and this woman is from the 70s, has never shaved or taken care of herself,
yeah,
and you get gray hair on there? That is the biggest turnoff into the sun.
But what's going to happen when you're 70?
Yeah, I know. Well, you better have been doing her for a while so it doesn't bother you. But
you mean it's a slow transition into it?
I think so. I think it's conditioning. It's something that you have to get used to. Then it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? If you've already been cranked up and you're there and you've been there before, I'm sure it's not a big deal. Well, you never noticed it slowly going salt and pepper and into gray. You know what I mean? But if this is somebody you're just now dating and she has never, ever trimmed the you know, the almighty bush, and you go down there and all of a sudden you pop that off and you see that it's all gray, I'm going to tell you right now, I am so turned off, I am out of here.
Oh, she's got braids and stuff in there. And I'm picturing what you're saying, and I'm trying to relate to it, thinking to myself, now, do you believe these females have the same thought about us?
I'm sure. I think, you know, I've heard women say that they really don't like some guy that doesn't take care of himself. You know, he's got these big, long, hairy armpits, you know what I mean? And he's got this monster bush, too, you know what I mean? I'm sure they want us to trim, too. So that makes sense to me. You know what I mean? To take the old tweezers or the old, you know, clippers and, you know, you don't have to shave them, you know what I mean? But at least, right? Almost every woman I've ever met, I actually asked a girl that one time. I said, you know, you think a guy should have to do that, or is this something that women accept? And they don't like it. As a matter of fact, I get comments all the time that my goatee is too much. So they say, you know, I need to trim it and keep it real short. So I know that the women like men that are trimmed up good and take good care of themselves. And that's just one of the things that, you know, so long as you're not shaving the thing, and you look like some, you know, prissy, you know.
I don't know. I mean,
girly man.
Knucklehead, I understand what I'm saying here. You're sitting here talking about your goatee, but on the same token, you were talking about everything else. So I mean,
well, I also call it my flavor saver, so it all, you know.
I was getting some pretty scary thoughts over here. I'm sitting there thinking you're talking about, you know, manicuring yourself, giving yourself a wax job.
Well, that's so that when you do get laid and you're not having to do it all by yourself, you know what I mean?
That's it.
I don't know. Have you ever masturbated someone else, like a woman? You ever done that for them and they do that for you?
You mean kind of watch each other?
Yeah, they're doing, you know, she's giving you a hand job, you're giving her a hand job, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and under the Clinton administration, is that sex or that's not sex? You know what I mean?
Clinton administration, none of that sex. Okay, you could do oral and it's not sex. So Clinton was a good man. He had it made. He was a smart person. It's not even considered cheating under the Clinton law. You know, the Clinton law was a good thing.
I think so.
You think so? Or you
well,
know so?
You know, as far as us guys go, that's a good law. You know, we don't want to ever call anything like that as sex. You know what I mean?
Well, when we come back, we're going to break to a commercial. We're going to play our commercials. Then we're going to find out where our love goddess is. We'll be right back.
Fox Clark beef jerky.
Delicious.
They make one flavor. It's
delicious.
To order, go to our website. Click on the link. Our website is www.bubbaknucklehead.com. Click on the link. Get yourself some Knox Clark beef jerky.
Delicious.
Bubbaknucklehead.com.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about
sex,
love,
marriage,
relationships,
and dating, and the dirty secrets of love.
Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
And the best place to find us is at bubbaknucklehead.com. And join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show.
And you can also email us at bubbaknucklehead@bubbaknucklehead.com.
Want to get the best savings for online shopping? Go to MaximumSavingStore.com, where you will get paid to shop online. Stores like Walmart, Sears, Target, Home Depot, specialty stores like L.L. Bean, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, Victoria's Secret, Amazon.com, and hundreds more. Every store has a percentage that you will get paid back from 1 to 20%, including gift cards. It's free to register. Just go to MaximumSavingStore.com. Click on Register and start saving today.
Well, sir, I'm bidding you $500. 500, do I hear 500?
500.
All right, do I hear 400? $400.
Wait, I don't understand. Why is the price going down?
I got 400, do I hear 3? $300.
Okay. 300?
I don't get it, but 250. So
save hundreds of dollars and watch the prices drop instead of rise on brand new, brand name items every day at newreverseauctions.com. Discover newreverseauctions.com. That's newreverseauctions.com.
Welcome back to the Bubba Knucklehead Show.
Man, I'm telling you, the love goddess isn't getting through.
I know. I feel bad because, you know, she really would have been our right arm as far as our, you know, the technical information we need to know about women's view on masturbation. You
I
know
could
what
use
mean?
Her right arm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They get off a hell of a lot faster than we do. It takes a woman, what, an average of a minute and a half to get off versus us guys that take them about 10?
I don't know. A lot of women say it's the opposite way. A lot of women say, you know, women.
No, that's if we're doing it.
Oh, yeah. All right,
if we're doing it, then it takes them all day. If they're doing it, they can do it in a minute and a half. So evidently, it's just that we are, well, I hate to admit it, we're just not good at it.
You know what I want to figure out about the show? We get a lot of people sending us emails that I end up reading online. But when it comes to calling in, do you think it's because I just didn't give the number out enough? Should I give the number out again?
Yes.
347-857-2229. Give us a call. Let us hear your opinion. Guys, take the piss still out of your hand, wash them, pick up the telephone, give us a call. Ladies, get the fist out, give it a rinse job, give us a holler. We're always looking to talk to new and exciting people.
347-857-2229. So especially we would like a lady's opinion on masturbation. You know what I mean? If you have the nerve, you can call yourself whatever you want. We don't care. You can make it on the QT. You know what I mean? No one will know who you are. It's kind of whatever it is, but put it in your two cents.
Well, I got some emails being sent to me. We used to read them off as our cyber bag of excitement, and we just haven't done that because people have been sending to me right on the show and during the show. And if you want to do that, folks, all you have to do is send it to Bubba Knucklehead at BubbaKnucklehead.com. That's their email. So should we go into reading these and discussing them, or should we go into doing our drawing for the Longhorn Steakhouse?
I think we should do our drawing now.
Do a drawing now?
Yes, let's do our drawing now.
All
We've
right.
been talking about this for 2 months. It's the $25 gift certificate to the Longhorn Restaurant that we've been talking about. And the people that have signed our guest book, you have them in your hat there.
Yeah, freaking hat's full. I would like to have it on my head today. You know.
So actually, so what are you going to do? Shake them up and I'm going to pull one out?
Yes. We even opened this drawing up to, you know, people who have sent us emails. That's why the hat's so full. A lot of people are having a hard time with the guest book, I guess. But when you read it off, there's going to be an email there. Just read what the email is, and that's our winner. So if you can reach your hand in the big pile here.
Okay, I got it.
You got one?
I got one.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing. The custodian's going to be pissed when he has to dump a whole trash barrel out for a bunch of little names.
Okay, our winner is, drum roll please, is Rich M.
Rich M. So
Rich
we'll get a hold
M.
of
Rich M.
All righty, so we will get a hold of Rich M. and let him know that he's the lucky winner. Of
he is the grand prize winner of the $25 gift certificate to the Longhorn Restaurant, your favorite restaurant.
I hope he has a hot-looking wife. They could take
Hey, they have waitresses?
Well, they have waitresses. They're hot-looking waitresses.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I see why you go there all the time.
Well, you know, there's another thing to keep in mind.
Kind of like Hooters. We'll have to do the next one to Hooters. Want to do that?
Well, yes, absolutely. Hooters is a great place.
Now, that's a good spot. I've been to Hooters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like
Hooters.
If
they were paying us to advertise, I'd even tell their new location, but if they're not, they're out of luck.
I go to Hooters, then I go home and I rub one out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess if you're going to masturbate for the night, going to Hooters is a great way to get started. It's kind of like the appetizer, you know? You get wound up, then you go have a good hot wing.
Yeah, and if they sell a nice foot-long, you know, a big long poster of the girl, you know, this would be even better. You know what I mean?
You got it made. Like a mirage.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's when you get your plug-in device and see how it works out.
I've always wanted to try one of the thing is, if you ever had one of those real dolls, you know what I mean, with the vibrating hips and actually one that moans and groans and everything else and moves all over, and this robotic, you know, sex toy, the things are like $7,000-$8,000. I mean, they're really expensive, you know what I mean? If you have one of those, you'd never go back to the real thing.
So you've had one. Is this how it is at your night when you light the candles?
Oh, I wish I could afford one, but I'm too poor. But if I could rent one.
Well, if you could rent one, you're going to be all set then, right?
I wonder if it's cheaper than a whore.
You know what?
Would it be cheaper than renting a whore?
Well, you know, isn't it with, like, you know, with whores, it's like a, you know, a hourly or a one-shot deal. With that thing, there ain't no going back, man. It's all yours.
I know. If you're Mr. Quick Draw, you're really going to be.
You're
if you were doing by the minute, you're all set. You know what I mean? But if you're Mr. You know, slow and methodical, I mean, it's going to take you all day. You know what I mean? This is no way it's going to be worth it.
Well, you know,
you may not get off before your time is ding.
Well, we did the show on brothels. And one of the questions is, and I wanted an answer, but nobody wanted to get into it. You know, can you go in there and negotiate per the minute? You know, so if you know you're a 10-minute guy, you go in there and negotiate for 10 minutes.
Those are why I think most guys get blowjobs, because it's like $20, whatever. They get their bada bing, bada boom, get their weenie washed, and they're out of there.
And they're golden.
And they're golden. Most women don't want to do that because, you know.
No masturbation there, though.
No. No, that's like someone else doing it for you.
Yes.
You don't even have to work. You don't even break a sweat. You just lay back and let it happen. You know what I mean? If we can get those 20%, then we give up our right hand completely.
Well, let me see. Should we start?
I'd have to retrain my right hand.
We'll get into our emails. Should I wind you up with our emails now?
Go ahead.
I mean, because I got one that I know you're really going to have a good time with.
What's that?
The guy's name is Kevin. He's from Florida. He says that in the Bible, it dictates that masturbation is a thing that you'll go to hell for. You should not touch yourself.
Well,
I'm not really familiar on the book. I mean, I'm familiar with the book.
I had a feeling you were not exactly a Mr. Religious person.
So, I mean, I'm just kind of curious on the whole, you know, who is he to tell me what I can touch and what I can't touch? I mean,
have you ever touched yourself? Yeah, there's the big question. You know what I mean?
So,
is this something for the confessional you have to go in there and say, yes, I touched myself 3 times this week?
Well, I'm Catholic, so I'm wondering if I should do that.
You're Catholic? No way, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's about the easiest religion there is to be. You can pretty much do anything or molest anybody, and you're all set. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, we don't do any molesting.
If you're the diddler, you're okay. You know what I mean?
You know what my wife tells me? My wife tells me I'm only Catholic because I could do something wrong.
No, I know why you're Catholic. Just in case. Just in case there's a God, you're covered. You got your ass covered. That's what that's for.
I told you before, insurance is a good thing. Now, because of you, I'm going to go in hell. So, folks, I'm going to be the guy downstairs with the cooler on my shoulder, with the funny-looking boxer shorts. It's going to say Bubba Knucklehead on the back.
Yeah.
Just come on over. It's either going to be I'll be meeting Knucklehead down there, or he'll be
meeting. At least you're meeting with your friends. See, that's what I like about hell. At least I know everybody. It sounds like a party heaven to me. Last thing I'm going to do is ride around on some super white horse on a bunch of clouds with a bunch of fairies. I have nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? To me, hell is the place to go.
As long as the devils will let me have a sex party.
And if there's diddlers down there, we're going to torture the shit out of them. We're going to fuck with these people
we
read about.
Picture it. With a diddler, we'll just get a stick. And we'll shove it up his ass. It will fry him over the fire. We'll have a great time. It'll be like fry marshmallows. We'll fry the diddlers.
There's a lot of things you're going to go to hell for. You know what I mean?
Listen.
You know, all the porn you own. You know what I mean? How much is too much? You know what I mean? How much porn is too much porn? If this room was full of porn, is that bad or is it just one tape? Somewhere between there, how much is too much and what's good and not good? You know what
Can
I mean?
Can you imagine if somebody like this guy, this idiot, who we appreciate your email, but imagine this guy, if he was in charge of the world, he'd have people breaking into our homes, shuffling through our cabinets, going, it's on one. And for everyone you found, there's probably a penalty for it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to carry like an iron 50-pound chain for every piece of porno you find in your house.
I think there's always a limit as to what you can and can't do. You know what I mean? Like touching yourself. Is that if you touch yourself too much, it's not good. If you touch yourself not enough, you know, how much is too much? You know what I mean?
Too much. I don't know.
So if you linger down there for a minute, it's, you know, it's okay. But if it's more than 5 minutes, it's no good. It's just like shaking it.
Well, I mean,
anything more than twice is no good.
Well, I mean, if you're going to break it down that way, I mean, so what you're telling me is in some people's minds, I mean, if I touch myself, is it just a crime if I finish versus if I don't finish?
It all depends. It's just like when the toilet paper gets stuck. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If you're playing with it for a minute, okay, you're just pushing the thing out, you're all set. If you're using a corn cob, you could be in trouble. You know what I mean? Is that gay? Is that too much, too little? I don't know. You know what I mean? Where draws the line? You know what I mean?
Where the line is, I don't know. A part of me thinks we're stepping over the line right here. I'm not 100% sure. I never thought I'd talk about toilet paper and, you know. I mean, there's some toilet papers I
like.
You
said with the porno, you know what I mean? Is it if you've got a whole bookshelf for it, this one here is from a, this is when you've got collector's items, you know what I mean? This is the first masturbation tool ever invented. And then you got the, what the hell was that thing that they used to have? The, you know, the thing you used to lock up, the chastity belt. Remember that thing?
Yes.
The old fashioned chastity belt. Is this something, you know, if you're collecting this crap, you know what I mean? Are you demented, weird, wrong? You know what I mean?
Are you a bad man?
Are you bad?
Woman, good woman, bad woman. I don't know.
But if you've got the latest technology, you know what I mean? And the biggest and the best, and you've got the realdoll.com, right? So, is that bad? Is that wrong?
I have no
clue. What about the little teeny thing that you can't afford that? So you just got the vibrating vagina that you plug in that, you know, you're afraid of.
You're so poor, you use your own hand.
That's all I can afford. All
righty, so.
I do the safe one.
As for the, as you call them, the religious thumpers or whatever you have a name for them, what do you call them?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever the name would be. Anybody who's religious, I have no problem to get them, but please just don't call our show.
We don't care about your religion. Keep your religion. Don't tell us your opinion. We do not care. I don't care.
We do appreciate the fact that we all have.
I'm going to hell. I know it. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to remind me. It's not a big deal.
The devil's his best friend. So he's looking forward to it. I honestly think, folks, Guy, we appreciate your email. The next email is from Barbara.
Yeah.
She says that.
A woman's opinion. Cool.
Yes. She's gone to a sex shop and she bought herself a toy.
Oh, yeah?
And she brought it home. She introduced it to her husband. And try
and
to
he picture, scared ran out of the room like a little girl, right?
She says, try to picture the awkward moment when she plugged it in, when she put the battery, turned it on, and put it in his hand.
Bend over, Bill.
And told him to go to work. That's a gross thought right there. That is really disgusting.
Or like you said, all right, go to work, Bill. I'm going to stay home alone and have fun with my new toy.
He hands this guy the toy to incorporate into the bedroom.
Oh.
What she said.
So what was this thing?
It was a dildo.
How big was it?
All she's saying is
Bill's gonna run. You know what I mean?
Bill said no. She said he said he wasn't comfortable doing this. You know, it's not traditional sex. So I don't.
He's Mr. Two Pump that does the missionary, and that's all he can do, right?
I'm assuming he must just be the one position man.
Wow.
I don't have much more detail. That was what I got out of the email. So I'm wondering if you know we obviously struck a chord that people are emailing us. But are they too embarrassed to call the show?
I think so.
And tell us what they think about masturbation.
I think the show is way too open for most people. They can't deal with it. So that's
right.
My opinion, but, you know.
Jack says that he went out and he bought a device that he could use in his car.
What,
while
his
he was
car?
Driving. He said it was a hand pump.
A so, penis pump?
I don't know if he used it when he's driving or not. No. I don't know if he uses it when he's driving or not, but he didn't say. He just said he bought one that he can use in his car, and it works like a pump. So is that like one of those pumps that make your penis bigger, or is this like a sucky feeling pump, you think?
I don't know. I don't mind porn shots. It doesn't bother me at all, but I don't understand. There's some of these toys I don't even get. You know what I mean? I don't really know what they do. I can't even imagine. I don't even know. I mean, I would think at these parties, how many toys you got here? How many are we talking? Are we talking about, you know, enough to fit in a little, you know, attaché case and, you know, a carry-on bag? Or are we talking about, you know, it's going to need, you know, two people in a moving company to get this crap in there? You know what I mean?
Now I know what happened with Love.
Nah.
That means you don't know what you're doing if she's showing you over the bedroom.
As long as I still get the same results, we're all good. You know what I mean?
As long as you get the happy ending.
I get the happy ending, I'm a happy camper.
I love it.
You know what I mean? So long as she's not one of these, I only do missionary. I have to say, my first wife, she was so dead set against anything other than the missionary. I mean, I couldn't believe that. Even if she was on top, she's doing the, you know, the pony ride there. Either way, she didn't like it. She was uncomfortable. As fast as she could get back to the missionary, And that she just, and I think she was one of these girls who was raised Catholic, and she had all these guilt, you know, guilty feelings about sex. Sex is wrong. We're married. And she was having guilty, you know, she felt bad about doing it. It's wrong to do. You know what I mean?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. That's why she was only.
Oh, my gosh. She was a short-term wife.
Yeah, it was the first one. I said, bye-bye. See you later.
Listen to this. I
ditched her and religion in the same fail swoop.
When I played hockey, right, I played with this guy. You know, we used to play hockey and go out drinking afterwards.
Yeah.
All of us would go out drinking. So one day we're all just talking about stories about, you know, weirdest screws, weirdest things in bed. And this guy tells me that he all of a sudden just opens up and he goes, I've been married for 12 years. And my wife only does missionary. She does nothing else besides missionary.
Wow.
We're going to break to a commercial. And
I'd like
back,
to hear about this one.
We're going to find out about the guy I played hockey with whose wife would only do one position and one only. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about
sex,
love,
marriage,
relationships,
and dating, and the dirty secrets of love.
Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
And the best place to find us is at BubbaKnucklehead.com and join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show.
And you can also email us at BubbaKnucklehead@BubbaKnucklehead.com.
Fox Clark Beef Jerky.
Delicious.
They make one flavor. It's
delicious.
To order, go to our website. Click on the link. Our website is www.BubbaKnucklehead.com. Click on the link. Get yourself some Knox Clark beef jerky.
Delicious.
BubbaKnucklehead.com.
Want to get the best savings for online shopping? Go to MaximumSavingStore.com, where you will get paid to shop online. Stores like Walmart, Sears, Target, Home Depot, specialty stores like L.L. Bean, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, Victoria's Secret, Amazon.com, and hundreds more. Every store has a percentage that you will get paid back from 1 to 20%, including gift cards. It's free to register. Just go to MaximumSavingStore.com. Click on Register and start saving today.
Well, sir, I'm bidding at $500. $500, do I hear $500?
$500.
All right, do I hear $400? $400.
Wait, I don't understand. Why is the price going down?
I got $400, do I hear $300?
Okay. $300?
I don't get it, but $250!
Save hundreds of dollars and watch the prices drop instead of rise on brand new, brand name items every day at newreverseauctions.com. Discover newreverseauctions.com. That's newreverseauctions.com.
Welcome back to the Bubba Knucklehead Show. And as you were saying there, Bubba, tell us the rest of your story. I want to hear this story.
So he was married to her for 12 years, and the only position they would do is where she laid on her back with him on top.
That's missionary.
Pumping away, sweating like there's no tomorrow. But listen, we have some audience that aren't too bright, so I'm trying to help out here. So I asked him, I said, why don't you guys do other things? Well, she's complaining that sex is getting boring because it's the same thing. I said, put her in that doggy style position, slap the shit out of that ass, and run with it. He goes,
take your thumb and shove it up her ass and wake her up.
And he said she won because she believes that sex should be looking at somebody. I said, the first thing I would do is go buy a mirror. So when you flip her over, tell her to pick her head up and she can see you. I said, I don't get that.
Grab her by the hair and pull her up so you guys, hello.
How do you do 12 years in the same position?
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
We have a caller on the air.
I was a little bored with it.
Caller, who do we have here?
Oh, we lost him. Rats.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Must be gunshot.
Well, you know, the thing is, if you're doing the same girl.
He toilet paper because he's all done now. Go ahead. You're with us out. Our caller's back.
Hello.
Caller, go ahead. Who do we have here?
Yeah,
hello. Who do we have?
Justin.
Caller, you're on the line.
Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
All right. No, I just was listening briefly on it, on the submissionary and all this other shit. What's the main topic here? We're talking about masturbation or what's all that?
Masturbation.
Well, the love god is quit making. You want to take her place today? Could you be a specialist?
What's
we
that?
Need a specialist. We need a specialist in masturbation. Are you a specialist?
Well, I actually wanted to comment on the penis pump and what the penis pump does.
Oh, well, what does it do?
All it really does, because I actually tried one time, or twice, and all it does is makes your dick,
or twice.
Makes your dick about, I'd say, maybe like an inch or two bigger than normal, and gets you rock solid hard. So then if you pull out and go to fuck, the sensation is enhanced because of all the blood pressure that rushes to the tip.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
I got to get me one of those.
Look at that. Yeah, and then if you try it with a cock ring on at the same time, if you try it with
that's
a cock ring on at the same time, huh?
Well, go ahead. We interrupted. Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all right. But if you have the cock ring on at the same time, it essentially does the same effect. So then if you're just, you know, if you just want to bump it up a little bit more, then it's extra super rock hard, and then it actually makes it last a little bit longer because there's so much pressure, but it feels better.
Huh.
No way. Yeah. See, I never did. I always thought rings were for fingers.
No, no, you put it around around the balls and around your dick. And it's
so this is nothing at all.
A little bit. Almost
this is
like
nothing at all like
that,
a woman toe ring.
It's almost like those kids
that really hung out control.
Like a what?
No, never mind. Go ahead. He was just talking about the story.
I said, so this ain't rings like finger rings and toe rings. This is something that goes around your balls
and
your cock.
Yeah, balls.
Balls,
they
okay,
have
balls.
Different, yeah, you can do it. There's different types of them. And they stimulate.
Use
yeah,
that cock
stimulate.
Ring. It's called...
It's like taking Viagra. Makes you last longer.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's almost like when the kids tell you about choking themselves and jerking off. That's, you know,
yep.
They're like, hey, yep, that thing. It's almost that same sensation because the peak climax part of the actual busting of the nut is way better.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There's nothing. This guy's a pro. Now this guy's
hold
he's
on,
in a whole class all by himself. This guy's a professional masturbator.
Knucklehead.
See, I didn't
stop.
Realize we were into the Olympic masturbator.
Knucklehead, stop making notes. People have died by doing that last technique.
Yeah,
they're
I'm not much into choking myself.
Forget the choking yourself.
Just choking your chicken, but
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You just
listen. There's a
blood
guy.
There's a
guy in our office, somewhere in our building. I won't say who. But he actually owns one of those dog collar things. Instead of choking yourself, when you reach that point, just hit the button.
Which thing here?
You never see that? You know those dog training devices that they put on their dog, and if the dog crosses the fence, you press the button to electrocute them?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've thought about doing that to all the people that pissed me off.
That's a good idea.
Want to put it around their balls? Press the button.
Yeah, can't you shoot a load the second you do that, or what? You know what I mean? Or to stop it? You're just when you're ready to go. Oops.
I think that might hurt a little bit.
I don't need to interrupt, but remember our first jobs years ago? We worked in these particular hospitals.
Oh yeah,
we
yeah,
had
yeah,
those
yeah.
patients that were really. Did their own little thing, didn't listen. Imagine having one of those and putting it on their balls. You could just survive. Oh, that would have been great.
Cha-ching!
Ching! We did quit these jobs for the safety of the patient.
And it sounds like people would, you know, wouldn't mind paying for that deal.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's around the subject. There's a guy I used to drive truck with. He used to haul mail, Boston and back, every day. And he used to date this girl. And remember those old train cars? I think we all own the little train cars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It had the little bat, you plug it in the wall.
Yeah.
And it was a transformer. And you would turn it up. And the faster you turned it up, the faster the car would,
right.
the car would go. Well, what he did is he cut the DC part that used to go to the track. And he put these clips on the end of it, metal clips.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend would hook those to his testicles. And then she what? Gave him a job. She would crank it up when he was closed. I think you even know the guy. You worked for him.
That's
you
like
worked
awful
the same
scary.
Company as I did.
We did some fruitcake. I didn't realize that there were people that nutty. You know what I mean?
What about the people? What do you guys think about the people that are into like a Blumpkin?
What the hell's a Blumpkin?
A bumpkin? That's when you get head while you're taking a shit.
Oh, my God. I've never experienced that one. I got to put that on.
Oh, my God.
You ever see that TV program, Things You Want to Do Before You Die?
I have a bucket list.
I want to receive a bucket
list. The come bucket list. You know what I mean?
Think they're coming to make my dreams come true.
I like it. The bucket list. Shit that I want to do before I come. You know what I mean?
What?
I like to meet the girl and see a humble when you take that jump.
What's a snowballing?
What?
That's
yeah, what's that?
That's when a girl gives you head, you bust in her mouth, and then she goes to kiss you and spits your cum back out in your mouth.
Oh,
man, that's
I don't want to do that before I die.
Take that off
this
the bucket
girl
list.
I dated, that she told me about, she had met this guy, and he wanted her to take a Tic Tac and shove it in the end of his dick so that when he blew his load, it was so intense it would hurt. But I guess the pain and that made it super, super awesome.
Well, you know, I mean,
doesn't appeal to me.
On a CB one time.
Put ideas in my head.
Listen, you might want to try this one. You remember the rock candy that you would eat in your mouth when you were a kid? It would sparkle and crack and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had this woman tell me that if you get champagne, and one of her favorite techniques is she throws that in her mouth, a slug of champagne, and then she gives the guy head at the same time.
Huh.
Don't ask me how.
Oh, my
that
God.
That might feel pretty good. That would be like a tingling effect.
Yeah. Why don't you have your girlfriend try that out for us and call next week and tell us how that worked out?
I got one in mind for that.
Olympic orgasms.
Yeah, Jenny Gangbang might be down for that.
You got to
invite Jenny Gangbang. I got to meet Jenny Gangbang. I heard a lot about
her. You want me to conference her in?
Not this show.
Well, not this show, but I'll tell you what, maybe next week.
I think next week we should probably do a show on all these different sexual things that I've never heard about. We'll call him our specialist.
The specialist? No problem.
For all the sexual positions, it will bring in our God loveth.
All right, let's bring in Jenny Gangbang. Yep.
Jenny Gangbang, him, you and me, and we'll talk about all these sexual positions that I've never heard about.
That sounds good. You on for next week?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. What about the Houdini or the Angry Dragon?
Awesome.
We got to hear
all these next week. Don't tell us this week. But before we leave, I'll tell you, a guy at work told me that his girlfriend loves to do the strawberry shortcake.
What the heck is a strawberry shortcake?
That's what I said to him. I said, what the hell is a strawberry shortcake?
I didn't realize I was so old.
No, he says it's great, which is giving you head.
Yeah.
As soon as you come, you punch her right in the nose and you got a strawberry shortcake.
Yep.
I'm sitting there going, I never heard this stuff in my life.
Oh, boy.
Alrighty, so next week we're on with you, Jenny Gangbang, and the Goddess of Love with the Bubba Knucklehead Show.
Sounds good. Hey, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you very much for tuning in. Appreciate it.
Have a good night, folks. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. See ya.
Box Clark Beef Jerky.
Delicious.
They make one flavor. It's
delicious.
To order, go to our website. Click on the link. Our website is www.bubbaknucklehead.com. Click on the link. Get yourself some Knox Clark beef jerky.
Delicious.
Bubbaknucklehead.com.
Tune in every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio to hear Bubba Knucklehead talk about
sex,
love,
marriage,
relationships,
and dating, and the dirty secrets of love.
Also, check us out on Podomatic, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
And the best place to find us is at BubbaKnucklehead.com and join our forum and sign our guest list and tell us what you think about our show.
And you can also email us at BubbaKnucklehead@BubbaKnucklehead.com.
Want to get the best savings for online shopping? Go to MaximumSavingStore.com where you will get paid to shop online. Stores like Walmart, Sears, Target, Home Depot, specialty stores like L.L. Bean, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, Victoria's Secret, Amazon.com, and hundreds more. Every store has a percentage that you will get paid back from 1 to 20%, including gift cards. It's free to register. Just go to MaximumSavingStore.com. Click on register and start saving today.
Well, sir, I'm bidding at $500. $500, do I hear $500?
$500.
All right, do I hear $400? $400.
Wait. I don't understand. Why is the price going down?
I got $400. Here, $300.
Okay. $300?
I don't get it. But $250. Oh!
Save hundreds of dollars and watch the prices drop instead of rise on brand new, brand name items every day at newreverseauctions.com. Discover newreverseauctions.com. That's newreverseauctions.com.